thinking about the questions that need answers, following on from our previous sermons on the big questions that people have. Questions that are often roadblocks in the way of people getting to know Jesus. So we're thinking about these questions so they will equip us in ways of speaking with people who are on our front lines, on our families, in our families, in our workplaces. Equip us with a little bit more knowledge to be able to answer for the hope that we have in Jesus. And so I've entitled this sermon, in my own little mind, Roads, Religions, and Relationships. So today's question is this: do all roads lead to God? Or as is often asked, do all religions lead to God? I could just say no and sit down. Remember Jesus' famous sermon? He'd been preaching from the scroll of Isaiah, and he uttered the shortest eight-word sermon the world has ever seen. Today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing, and sat down. I think if I just went no and sat down, some of you may feel a little shortchanged this morning, but some of you may actually be delighted if that were the case. Tough. Do all roads lead to God? Well, my answer this morning is no and yes. I'll get back to that. My big answer, the answer you are expecting me to say, is no. Let's hear from Scripture, which is our first and our final authority. Hang on. And oh, I need to turn it on. There is a metaphor in there. Yay! From John chapter 14. Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I am going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me so that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way? Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really know me, you will know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and you have seen him. Philip said, Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. Jesus answered, don't you know me, Philip, even after I've been among you such a long time? Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. Or at least believe on the evidence of the work themselves. Very truly, I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the things, do the works I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these because I'm going to the Father. And I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. So the real question is, do all roads lead to heaven? And Jesus answers that by proclaiming himself to be the road, the one-way superhighway, the only way, says Jesus. I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Jesus says he is the only way to God. We know this verse well. It doesn't come as a huge surprise. The Christian apologist and author Lee Strobel summarizes the way that this claim is often viewed by others. He says this. Can you flick on for me? It's still on, thank you. Many people consider it arrogant, narrow-minded, and bigoted for Christians to contend that the only path to God must go through Jesus of Nazareth. In a day of religious tolerance, this claim of exclusivity is politically incorrect, and it's a verbal slap in the face of other people's belief systems. Yes? No? Perhaps it does seem that way. I also found this quote. The American feminist theologian labeled the idea of Jesus being the only way to God as absurd religious chauvinism. Ooh, what do you think to that? I read some fairly recent research this week when I was preparing for this that comes from around about 2016, so fairly recent, from the very aptly named Pew Center in America. Who knew? Adults who identified with a specific religion were asked whether they see their religion as the one true faith leading to eternal life, or if, in their view, many religions can lead to eternal life. The answers from the Christians were interesting. two-thirds of the American Christians interviewed believed that many religions can lead to eternal life. 50% of the Christians surveyed believed that some non-Christian religions could lead to life everlasting. Interesting. Wonder what you think about that. I don't know which American Christians they asked. I wonder what the response would be if we did that same poll here. I wonder. It's no wonder if people believe that our tepid attempts at evangelism somehow don't always make sense. Jesus said, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." If all roads lead to the same destination, then what was Jesus here for? Was he here just to waft around in a white nightie? I put this picture because this is the only church I have been minister at where I have not found that picture somewhere in the church. Have we got one hidden away? Okay. What was the point of the cross? What was the point of Jesus coming and living and dying and rising again if all religions get us to the same place? It's not an academic, ethereal question that we're thinking about today. There are many different religions and groups and sects and cults and movements and philosophies and worldviews. I hear in my conversations with people say things like, well, what's true for you is true for you, and what's true for me is true for me. And both can be right. Can it? I don't know. In the conversations that we have every day with people, views we hear like, well, all religions really, they're round about the same, aren't they? We all believe the same thing. It'll get us to the same place in the end. Is that true? No, says Jenny loudly. I don't believe that is true, but that is a conversation I've had recently. None of that will surprise you. But for me, this question comes down very firmly to whether the claims that Jesus said about himself add up. It's who Jesus said he was and what he came to do. Our Christian faith is based on Jesus and his identity as God. It's the linchpin. It's the very center of our Christian faith. Not only did he say that I am the way, the truth, and the life, he asked his friends, who do you say that I am? We looked at that a couple of weeks ago. Simon said, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said this in reply to him, blessed are you, Simon. And I tell you that you are Peter. And on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. The church was established at that point when Peter understood that Jesus was the Christ. Jesus is debated in most of the world religions. I don't know if you'll be able to see that. This table here tells us some of the ways in which Jesus was talked about. I couldn't include most of them, but I've just included a couple. A prophet, says Islam, but a prophet under Muhammad. A lesser god, say the Jehovah's Witnesses, also called Michael the Archangel. The Mormons say that Jesus was married with kids and his death was not enough for forgiveness. Obviously, Judaism says that Jesus was not the Messiah. Buddhism says that Jesus, they have no belief in the divine messenger. There's no need for a personal savior. Jesus was just a man who did good. Hinduism says that Jesus was not unique, but just one of many holy men, not the expression of God in living form. So when we hear people say, well, all religions believe the same, do we? Certainly we don't believe the same about Jesus. And for me, as I've said, it comes down to Jesus, what he said about himself and who he was. Not a way, a truth, or a life, but the way, the truth, and the life. It's this idea that marks the Christian faith. In the book of Acts, Peter was in Jerusalem and he said this, Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, rulers and elders of the people, if we are being called to account today for an act of kindness shown to a man who was lame and being asked how he was healed, then know this, you are all people of Israel. It is by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, but whom God raised from the dead, that this man stands before you healed. Jesus is the stone you builders rejected, which became the cornerstone. Salvation is found in no one else. For there is no other name under heaven given to humankind by which we must be saved. Salvation is found in no other name. Do we believe that? The front row do. Excellent. Susan's waving at me. Yes, I do. While there are many religions from which we can choose, they do differ radically from one another. And I believe choosing where to put your spiritual trust is neither narrow-minded nor intolerant. I believe that truth exists and truth matters. If all roads do not lead to God, then it will lead you in a scandalous spiritual search of one reality or another. For the Christ follower, that search makes its road in a person called Jesus. So right at the beginning of the sermon, I asked the question, do all roads lead to God? And I said, no and yes. Now, I could see some of you thinking, I wonder where she's going with the yes. I wonder if you're thinking, oh, the minister's lost her evangelical credentials. Any minute now, I'm going to be rugby tackled by the prayer team and beaten into submission until I say no. So, I said no and yes, hear me out. You've heard my no, here's my yes. Yes, I do believe that all roads lead to God. There you go. I haven't contradicted what I've just said. Let me explain. At some point, we're all going to end up in the same place. At the end of our earthly lives, all of us, no matter what creed or colour, sexuality or football preference, we are all going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ, every single one of us, and to be asked to account for ourselves what we did with Jesus. Romans 14 says this, "For we will all stand before God's judgment seat. It's written, as surely as I live, says the Lord, every knee will bow before me, every tongue will acknowledge God. So then each of us will give an account of ourselves to God." So in a way, bless you, in a way, yes, all roads do lead to that point before God to give him an answer. But no, all religions don't lead to God. Well, actually, no religions lead to God, because really, it's all about, as we know, relationships, about communication, about intimacy, and about a vibrant life. Jesus says, "I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly." He didn't say, "I've come that you might have religion and have a committee," although we do that really well in the URC. Jesus wanted relationship. He wanted people to get to know him. It was about relationship with Jesus. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Off you go. Greater love hath no one than he laid down his life for his friends. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. God doesn't send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. So scripture tells us, and I believe, that outside of a personal relationship with Jesus, that's what it's about. Salvation comes to those who confess Jesus as Lord and believe in their heart that God raised him from the dead. And that separates Christianity from the rest of the world religions. That simple fact, the assurance of salvation. Not on what we do, but on what Jesus has done. Not on what we have accomplished, but on what he has accomplished. The power of the cross and the victory of the empty tomb. So the question this morning is, do we believe that? As we approach sharing communion together, are you in the frightening statistics with the Americans? Do you believe that actually we're all going to end up on the same path no matter what we believe? If you're not sure, can I invite you to look more closely at Jesus? If you don't know who Jesus was and his invitation to relationship with you, and if you'd like to know more, the prayer team at the back would love to have that conversation with you at the end of the service. Jesus said, "I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for that promise, which may seem tough, but is open to all. And we thank you that no matter who we are, no matter where we've come, no matter what life has thrown at us, you welcome with arms wide open. And as we approach communion, as we share together, where all are welcomed in the remembering, would you help us see you afresh? Would you be with us? We pray. Amen.